This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. We find ourselves at the end of another week doing our review of the hot hits in talk radio. I'm Doug Steffen with the charts for the week of August 3rd to the 7th under scrutiny. And I have with me several esteemed broadcasters. Interesting how the deck chairs are changing. I didn't say this was the Titanic.
Thank God.
Sometimes, right, exactly.
It feels like it.
Yeah. Well, we've had a couple of weeks of tough stuff going on with the staff of the DJV show, which normally are the components along with me at this review. So if you take a talk radio point of view, the news talk radio point of view from the way we've talked about these issues on our program. But let's see, last week Jennifer had COVID. She still does, but she's a trooper, so she's on. John Harper was on with Victoria last week. Victoria's got a problem because of the hurricane this week, so here we go.
So now you get to sit by Corona Girl, John.
Yes, right.
Hey, how lucky can I get, right?
Yeah.
My Corona.
If you want to like your chances.
Really? All right, so let's go through the stories. The first one at number 10 is the New York Attorney General seeking to break up the NFL. Good, Doug. The NRA, the National. They want to break up the NFL too, for all I know. I think we got about as much of a chance of breaking up the NFL as they do the NRA. Anyway, so the problem here, Jennifer, is what? Under what circumstances or on what grounds would the AG of New York have to try to break up the NRA?
Well, I think it's okay. For first, we talk about the logistics. The logistics are the NRA is based in New York, so the Attorney General thinks that they can go in and dismantle the physical center, essentially, of the NRA. So that prompted President Trump to say, I just moved to Texas. But what I think it does more philosophically is it makes people consider what the platform of the left is going to be. And I say this a lot. The far left is telling you what they want to do, but it seems that people in the middle and conservatives just aren't listening. So we have to start listening. And that is that they want to take away your guns. I mean, the NRA, if you're, why go after the NRA? I would bet my fortune, which isn't much, but I bet it. $20
in the
bank.
The stock in the cruise line.
In the Carnival cruise line, which you know is going well because they've been postponing those. But it is not members of the NRA that are going out there and engaging in gun violence in this country. It's not the people in Chicago who are shooting each other. The people in New York, where the Attorney General should be much more focused on what's going on in their home state of New York, that is not by people that are card-carrying members of the NRA. So it's ridiculous to think by going after the NRA that somehow you're going to get rid of gun violence. No, you need to go after criminals. That's the idea. And you need to let people who are good law-abiding citizens exercise their Second Amendment rights to hold on to their guns. But what's happening is the left wants to dismantle that. They don't want you to have guns. Joe Biden, if he gets elected, is going to put Beto O'Rourke in charge of his gun program. And you can bet that nobody is going to be allowed to buy guns if Beto's in charge.
All right, so this circumstance in New York, it would not happen in Florida. John Harper is WMEL on the Space Coast, so this would never happen in Florida, right?
I don't believe it would, but in addition to what Jennifer was just saying, apparently the head of the NRA is coming under a lot of scrutiny for a lot of money that is alleged he has been taking for personal use. And
Wayne LaPierre.
Wayne LaPierre. Yeah.
Bad guy.
He's a scumbag. Yeah.
He has been under the microscope. He's got way too much power, way too much influence, and he wields it with a very heavy hand. I belong to the NRA and have for 40-some-odd years. Never liked the guy. Don't think he has much credibility, but he likes to push people around. And for whatever the reason, I don't know whether he's got pictures
of
congressmen with chickens or what.
Yeah, I mean, you think about who's in charge of the unions. They wield that same kind of power as well.
Yeah, look at the post office this week.
And so I would say make the changes within the NRA. Don't dissolve what is actually something really positive. The way I learned to use my gun, because I own a gun for home protection, I went through 8 hours of NRA training that if I hadn't had, I don't think I would be nearly as confident. So it can be really good in the safe use and deployment of a weapon in the home. So I don't know. I hate seeing people vilify it because of a one person.
Well, they don't know. They don't understand it. They really don't. Okay, but Wayne LaPierre should go. See you later, pal. Number 9. This is something that hasn't gotten as much play as I thought it might have. It did for a couple of days, and it sort of went away. The Beirut explosion. I remember talking about Jennifer. You weren't here, John. You may have heard me. If you're listening to the program, talk about it looking like a mushroom cloud. And it happened to have taken place the day before the anniversary of Hiroshima. And it was, who knows? Somebody was thinking, well, maybe this is a way of getting a focus on that again and how bad the nuclear weaponry that's around is. But this wasn't nuclear. This was a big pile of fertilizer next to a bunch of firecrackers. But somebody thinks that the Russians, or many people think the Russians, are up to their mickey in this. So, John, what do you think? What have people been talking about with regard to that?
Well, it seems, Doug and Jennifer, whenever there's something suspicious these days going on, right away we're looking at the country of Russia and what is or is not coming out of there. But at the same time, this situation in Beirut obviously should not have occurred. There were many things leading up to this that the government, the local government there in Beirut, was aware of, in the fact that fertilizer was being held inside that storage facility along with fireworks. They were illegal. There was a Russian ship that had been abandoned a couple of years ago that had different types of explosive supplies on it that was put inside that warehouse. And so apparently it created a perfect storm for creating this huge explosion, the likes of which, I guess, outside of Hiroshima, we've really never seen in the world.
If you saw the video out of there, John, I don't.
Yeah.
I mean, there are businesses who had just, in-store cams, and to see people actually thrown by the force of this blast, it was unbelievable.
Well,
and you heard
killed,
it,
right?
And look, it may be what they're saying it is, and it was accidental, and it was horrifying nonetheless. But early on, the president said that his intelligence officers had told him that this wasn't an accident. Now, he stepped back saying, I'll go with what they say. But certainly, you have to imagine that we're investigating whether or not this was accidental or something else that's going on. It seems a bit suspicious that a blast like that would happen right by the port in a place that, I mean, growing up, this was commonplace in Beirut. I mean, I remember as a kid just going, oh, wow, your room looks like Beirut. My mom used to always say those things because it had the worst reputation, you know?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, let's take a side trip down a street for just a minute or so, John, because you're so connected. You're on the Space Coast. I think last week and the week before we were talking about the launch up to the Mars rover, but there also has been a lot of activity with SpaceX and those two getting back, landing in the ocean. So what sort of, was that? I think it was off the Panhandle, wasn't it? Isn't that where they came down?
Yeah, it was kind of interesting, guys, in the fact that SpaceX had come up with a total of 7 different sites that the capsule could land in the ocean with, some of those obviously in the Gulf of Mexico, and the others were in the Atlantic. And because of the hurricane coming through right at the time they wanted to land, they decided to put it in the Gulf, and it landed near Pensacola. So that was the first time we've landed one of our spacecraft in the water going back over 30 years. So it was quite remarkable. I was at the press conference, the video press conference that the astronauts had, and they talked about how well the spacecraft performed. It got a little warm inside there because the temperatures on the outside of that spacecraft as it was plummeting through the atmosphere reached, I believe, something like 35,000 degrees. something incredible. And they said it got a little warm, but nonetheless, they used the term the capsule took on a process of a sleeping giant. It had been asleep, performing beautifully. It performed well on the way down, but they said it was like an animal, a wild animal on the way down, and it was making noises and bucking and doing all kinds of strange things.
Well, that's a little pod to be tossed around in the atmosphere. I mean, it's crazy to think about it.
It sure is, and when you think about it, coming through like a shooting star, really, really phenomenal. But SpaceX did a great job. The men and women, the engineers who designed that capsule, should be congratulated.
Proud
for
of themselves.
Job.
Yeah.
Yep.
They did a good job.
Yeah, it was
job.
Excellent.
All right, number eight up next here in a few moments here on the Talk Radio Review, the connection between politically correct thinking and the cancel culture. That's number eight. We'll talk about it after these words here on this week's Talk Radio Roundup.
Exercising, making smart food choices, and getting enough sleep are all ways to take care of your body every single day as you age. Now there is an easy way to help take care of your brain, too, by adding Prevagen, a proven brain health supplement, to your daily routine. In a clinical trial, taking one Prevagen a day has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services believes if everyone age 50 or older were screened regularly, 60% of deaths from colorectal cancer could be prevented.
Colorectal cancer has often been called the most preventable but least prevented cancer.
Why? Dr. John Kissel says it's because only 50 to 65% of people take part in screening programs. And the time to do that is before you have symptoms, because
once symptoms develop, A, they can be nonspecific, and B, it's usually going to be at advanced stage and harder to treat or even not curable. And that's why we really emphasize that people come in for a preventative screening exam when they're feeling well.
While colonoscopy remains the gold standard for screening, there are many more options you can discuss with your doctor. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
If you love your Amazon Alexa smart speaker, you're not alone. Amazon Echo devices are some of the world's most popular and affordable tech products. And with user data and surveys, VoiceBrew released their top uses and tips for Alexa. We asked VoiceBrew's Catherine Prescott what makes Alexa so popular.
The Echo, which was the first smart speaker to market, has only been around for 5 years. And already, one in four adults in the U.S. has a smart speaker with a voice assistant. And I think the reason people love them is that they are really easy to use. It's just so much easier to say, Alexa, play 80s music. Voice assistants like Alexa are getting better very fast. Most people don't know this, but Amazon has 10,000 employees dedicated to Alexa.
Find out more at voicebrew.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
All right, so we don't have really enough time here, being the genius of timing that I am. you know, by timing.
Quick, sometimes, get on.
No, So after a couple of words from your local station, we'll dig into the cancel culture and political correctness with Jennifer Horn, John
Harper. You just canceled cancel culture.
Doug Steffen, 21 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Let's keep going here. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horan and John Harper on our Talk Radio Review, a roundup of the hot stories and the people list that is always published in Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. That's where we get this list. Like Casey Kasem used to get his list from Billboard Magazine, we get ours from Talkers Magazine. So, at number 8, the whole business of the cancel culture, political correctness. I guess I've been on the end of this stick. Have you ever felt, Jennifer, like you have been a victim, if that's the right word, of people judging you because you were not politically correct?
I've had it happen a few times, not to the extent where I felt canceled. I mean, I think people take issue. I mean, it's just part of the business. People are going to agree with you or not, and sometimes they take it personally. I really try, it's always my goal not to make my political opinions personal, because I think we have to keep a distance between that, because people can get so hateful, and it really is... It's that to me is horrifying, that we just hate people for their thoughts that aren't like ours. I mean, there are a lot of people I don't agree with. Al Sharpton's a perfect example. But, man, I would stand next to him and defend the stuff that he says, because we live in a country where we should celebrate freedom of speech and let capitalism filter out the people that
he wouldn't
are
do the
worthy.
Same for you, though.
I know he wouldn't. But
he
you know what? That's not what bases my decision. You know, I still do it.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But I think the cancel culture is unfortunate, because what they're trying to say is that we need to be better and better, deeper thinkers. But what they're actually wanting is homogenized thought, and
it's
so counterproductive. Yeah.
Yep. All right. So, John, you ever been the victim of somebody who wanted to take you off the air because of your points of view?
Absolutely. No doubt about it. But at the same time, Doug and Jennifer, I always try to remain objective when I look at issues and people and things that are going on. Jennifer, I think, made a good point as well a moment ago. But I go back almost to what I call the Walter Cronkite days, where I try to remain as objective as possible and listen to all different opinions and try to funnel out the stuff that is not relevant. But at the same time, people are so so tightly wrapped these days with issues and people, and it takes nothing to set people off from what I'm seeing these days. And so I try to take that into consideration and be as objective as I can about any issue.
Yeah, God love you, because that doesn't exist anymore. It's tough
to get tough to go down that street. At number seven, our relationship with China. My question would be, why do we even have a relationship with China?
Well, I thought you'd be celebrating this week because it drives me nuts that we talk about the media coverage. And I don't know that there's a person on the planet that could convince me that the media has been fair to President Trump, because you know what
they
he did this week?
No.
He signed, and this is something that the two of us, Doug, have been on for a long time on the DJV program, and that is bringing our pharmaceutical business back to this country. And he signed an executive order this week talking about how the American government will only buy pharmaceutical products from American-made companies, not from China anymore. And that's a huge step in the right direction.
Well, the whole situation with China and the business of why members of Congress are not leading the charge to bring our businesses back here is pretty telling to me anyway. I wrote a letter to my congresswoman, and one of her aides is a person I know fairly well, and I asked her what she was doing to stimulate bringing businesses back from China. And all she did was send me a three-paragraph note telling me what a boob Trump was and how everything was his fault. And I sent her back a note. I said, you didn't answer my question. I don't care about what you think about Trump. I want to know what you're doing for your constituents to make life better for them, for us. Crickets. 28 past the hour.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Are you a business owner that needs a large supply of face masks?
Do you have a large family and need a large supply of face masks?
And want high quality but not high prices? Then you want sunny-bay.com.
Our face masks are a better quality than Costco and lower price than Amazon.
There's none better than sunny-bay.com.
See for yourself. Go to sunny-bay.com and place your order today.
Again, business owners, large families, and anyone who needs a large supply of quality disposable face masks. Click sunny-bay.com.
Be sure and look for our volume discounts.
Our high-quality cloth face masks are handmade in the USA.
We also have N95 masks.
See our quality, get details, and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company.
Remember, volume discounts for large quantities at sunny-bay.com.
Just click sunny-bay.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
After spending the day on Capitol Hill, Secretary of the Treasury Steven Mnuchin is beginning to get frustrated as the Democrats and the Republicans cannot come up with a deal to get schools reopened properly.
Time is very important. That's why we're here. We have schools that are getting ready to open. We have kids that need to be protected as they go back to school. We want to make sure that the states have enough money to open the schools safely. Now, the president would like us to make a deal. Unfortunately, we did not make any progress today. We discussed the same issues. I think if we can reach an agreement on state and local and unemployment, we will reach an overall deal. And if we can't, we can't.
Secretary Mnuchin said that President Trump will likely take executive action on some of the relief proposals, including unemployment, if they are not able to break the deadlock with the Democrats. This is USA Radio News. A Virginia rape suspect who was released from jail because of concerns regarding coronavirus went on to kill the woman who had accused him. Ibrahim Bouachi shot and killed the woman after he was released from jail. He initially was jailed without bond in Alexandria until the pandemic hit. His lawyers argued that he should be freed awaiting trial because the virus endangered inmates and their attorneys. He was released on $25,000 bond on the objections of the prosecutor. Former Vice President Joe Biden raised eyebrows once again with racist comments comparing the African American and Latino communities during an interview that aired at the convention of the National Association of Black and Hispanic Journalists.
Yes, and by the way, unlike the African American community, with notable exceptions, the Latino community is an incredibly diverse community with incredibly different attitudes about different things.
President Trump slammed Biden over his remarks, saying the Democratic rival totally disparaged and insulted the black community. This is USA Radio News.
Attention listeners interested in food supplies. If you've ever wanted to create an endless, crash-proof stockpile of survival food and do it with very little money, pay close attention. This could be a game changer. Because the cost-effective do-it-yourself secrets survival food companies won't tell you about are available. Learn all about them at foodshortageusa.com. Check this out. The economic disruption that's occurred in the last 6 months is going to have consequences. Big ones, especially when it comes to food. The availability of food, as well as the inevitable rising prices, which always get passed on to the consumer. The fact is, hyperinflation has huge implications for food and food prices. Smart listeners, you should begin bracing for impact. The good news? There's still time to learn how to get all your garden vegetables into your pantry, stored away, just in case. Learn how at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Roundup, Part 2 for the first week of August. I'm Doug Steffen, here with my colleague Jennifer Horn. I guess that title can go to both these people because I've known. Thank you, Doug. I've Joan. I get paid by the word. You all know that, right? So I put words together sometimes, like
you're so
join.
Kind. Yes, yeah, you like to save money.
Join, yes, right. So, at any rate, John Harper, I've probably known longer than I've known you, Jennifer, in a manner of speaking. If I really,
I know,
would
I
go,
feel like John has been. I mean, I've known you, gosh, forever, and
you know,
I've been on this program
teenager.
Since 2006, and I feel like John's always been a part of our conversation. So that's
It, and Doug, we go way back. I guess close to 30 years.
Right. Well, I started doing the morning syndicated program in 1988, in October of 1988. And I think you were one of the, if you weren't in the first wave, but you were pretty close to it. I bet you.
That's right.
I think you're right about 30 years, as a matter of fact. Yep,
yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And we don't look a bit different than we did 30 years ago, and we don't sound a bit different than we did 30 years ago. So three cheers for us. All right. And as Casey would say, and now back to the countdown. Number 6, focus on the economy and the stimulus legislation. This is a real mess. What a can of worms. These boobs in Washington, if I can throw my 2 cents worth in. You know, the stimulus situation, the House can't get its crap together, the Senate a little better than, but so I guess what I was thinking, Jennifer, is that Trump was going to do something on his own, kind of like he did We were just talking about China and him signing an executive order to bring our...
The Democrats are slow-walking everything because they would rather see people...
Well, the Republicans are not exactly moving at anything other than a snail's pace either.
Maybe, but I think that if you're looking at who's really trying to delay this and take their time with it, and I'd be honest with you, it's just from my perspective, it seems that the Democrats are slow-walking it because they have a lot to do. They want the chaos. They want the people out of work because we have an election coming up, and the more out of control things seem, the better it is for someone new to come in, whoever that someone new is, because people aren't satisfied with the current trajectory of the country. So I think there is slow walking. It's a shame that everything has to be political, even helping people during a pandemic. As a conservative, it kills me that we're just literally spending, but during a pandemic year, what else
print
can
that money? Let's go run there, 3D printer. So, I was looking at one of these guys, Representative Dan Kildee of Michigan, said the president's words are empty. His threats are empty. Well, I don't know how you know that until he actually does something, but it's make for good press anyway. And once again, these people on both sides are so clueless about making things or helping things to work. Wow. All right, so, and I guess that's the first of... 6, 5, 4, and 3 on the countdown are all related to COVID. The economy, certainly in the situation we're in, needs another stimulus shot in the arm, I guess, much anything else. How, John, you're in Florida on the Space Coast. What's the economy like? Your area is booming because of the space biz. But in Florida in general, Florida's not exactly a huge industrial nation. It's more a residential destination, and it's more of an entertainment destination. So how is the economy affecting life and living in Florida?
Well, good question. Here on the Space Coast, we're not feeling a whole lot of negative effects because, as you mentioned, Doug, the space industry, what it's doing and what is coming in the future. So there is a lot of growth, a lot of housing going
great
on
jobs.
Here,
yeah.
And it's, yeah, it's looking pretty good. However, you go one county to the west of where I sit, that's Orange County, and that is Orlando, that's Disney World, and I've got news for you. Disney World and the other companies and theme parks that are associated with the tourist attractions, they're really hurting. They're down big time. I talked to someone just yesterday who had been to Legoland, which is the former, Doug, you'll remember the old Cypress Gardens.
Right.
And Legoland has taken that over, and they've redeveloped it. They've done a great job in creating quite a themed attraction there, and families love it and all that. And the person I spoke to said there was nobody there. They were there the other day, this week, and there was nobody there. So the theme parks are really hurting to the tune of billions of dollars. And I would imagine, Jennifer, it might be the same out there in Los Angeles with
we're closed down, actually, still, John. If you can imagine, Disneyland is still closed. It has been since the middle of March. And I think Knott's Berry Farm might be open in some capacity, but I think Universal is still shut down. So they're, by and large, we're still under those shutdown orders.
Yeah, so we're hurting here, and as far as everything outside of the Space Coast.
All right, so there's that now. So the other areas of concern or focus here with regard to COVID, all the stats, the numbers, people in the hospital. Jennifer has a story to tell because she's had the COVID experience, and her mother has been in the hospital. And you look around, and I don't know that I did ask you this on the DJV program about how many other people were in that hospital with your mother who also had it and being treated for it. Were the majority of people in that hospital?
Yeah, thankfully the hospitalizations are down. This is our local hospital. It's the one that my doctor is associated with. So we like to go there. It's the place where we probably feel the most comfortable. But She has her own room right now. They put her into a telemetry room, and so it's usually a two-person room. Most telemetry is when you're on monitors, but you're not in intensive care. So they have like frequent checks on monitors, but they're not monitoring you at the nurse's desk. Basically, do you know what? Does that make sense? So she was kind of worried because it's the only place. Our hospital has all private rooms except for telemetry. And so there's two beds in her room. They're big rooms, which is nice. But she's like, oh, please don't let this happen, because they put her in with another COVID patient. But so far, she's had her own room. The census for the hospital is low. The census for the hospital my fiance Jeff works at, they're also down just to a few patients. So it seems hospitalizations are down. But I also think there are a lot of people who are afraid to go. I know I thought it was the last resort to take my mom to the hospital. We wanted to try to treat her at home to the extent that we could. Yeah. So, I mean, people are staying away.
Yeah. Anybody in your circle have this problem, John?
No, fortunately not. I can't say anybody does.
Mm-hmm. No. All right, so that's a good. Well, down in Florida, there were, if you believe the news media, everybody on the street, especially south of you, is dying or is dead on the beach or whatever.
You're all having beach parties and you're being irresponsible and spreading it around. That's what we hear, John. That's what we hear.
Well, that is true. As far as there are a lot of people who are totally ignoring the social distancing, and there are a lot of beach parties and things like that. I think that's letting up. I think people are finally getting the message. I certainly hope so, but it has been, guys, it's been out of control here in the state of Florida, and it's been scary. I know I've limited the amount of outside activities that I do, and I try to do the majority of it from home.
Gives me more time to spend on the tractor. I don't have to worry about anybody chasing me around on the tractor or giving me anything. Nothing. Zero. Give those good old Massey. Those Massey Ferguson tractors are a great escape hatch. It's like going into outer space with SpaceX. All right. That's kind of a combo of number five and number four. Number three, the discussion of what to do about opening school. This is one of the areas, depending on where you are in the country, has seen the least amount of vision. Most of the solutions to the problem that I've seen anyway, they have no vision. They have no long-term goal. It's just, what do we do today? And maybe that's because we don't know what tomorrow brings, but wow, we spent a lot of money, millions and millions of dollars trying to, new buses and maybe making the schools. I should be out of this.
I just think it's a poor decision to just shut down schools. I live in California, and most schools in California will be shut down to start the semester now. The good news is they're making the teachers more accountable in what they're teaching, because the end of the last semester was a disaster. Kids were not getting the attention that they needed. They weren't getting anything.
Nothing.
And so they are trying to make the teachers more accountable, but I still contend in areas where there's an outbreak of cases, we need to have a hybrid school. We need to have a hybrid tracks, kind of like they did when schools went year-round, where some students would be on track A, track B, track C, so that kids are at least getting some in-classroom experience. If not, just bring them back and socially distance the teachers, because it's the kids who are less impacted by this. So, I mean, there's a way to do it. I think it's really short-sighted to just shut everything down.
What are they doing in Florida, John?
I think here in Florida, it is really up in the air as far as the schools and what the various school districts are trying to do. And I think the teachers are threatening to go on strike. And for the most part, schools in the state of Florida would not open as a result. I mean, it's really thrown everything upside down, and the teachers are very concerned about what is going to be happening to the school year. They want to come back, they want to go to work, but they're very concerned about what the future holds for them for the remainder of this school season, or the start of the school season into 2021. So it's very much a hot issue. It's a hot potato that no one has an answer to yet.
Well, one of the things that when you look around and try to get a vision, if you will, in California, listening to what the unions say about, we're not going back to school unless you do this, 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 and this, has nothing to do with running a school. Yeah. Is that modified?
It's like they're holding them hostage, basically. Yeah. No, they're not modifying it. They want, and it's things that have nothing to do with school. You know, it's passing health care for all. It's all of these things that are like a far left wish list. It's strange.
It is strange. All right. On the people list this week, from the work done by the folks at Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry, where you can also, by the way, find Talkers Television, Talkers Radio, all the things that are ancillary to this fabulous business. At number 10, Letitia James. Number 9, Elon Musk. Mike DeWine, governor of Ohio. He has the virus, so he's number 8. Mark Meadows is at 7, no relation to Audrey. Number 6, Mitch McConnell and Nancy Pelosi, tied. What a wonderful couple they make. Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx are tied at number 5, another great couple. Cyrus Vance Jr. at 4. Jonathan Swan at 3. Joe Biden is in the number 2 position, with everybody wondering who he's going to pick for his running mate. And Donald Trump is at number 1. Those are the people on the list this week, courtesy of the work done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen.
What's more important, how you look or how you feel? Well, with Calitrin, you don't have to choose. Calitrin has been proven safe and effective for weight loss and energy for over 20 years. It not only helps you look better, but it's actually good for you, so you feel better, too.
My name is Anne from North Carolina. I am in love with Calitrin. I have lost multiple inches and about 20 pounds in a little over 2 months.
This is Mike from California. I take Calitrin, and I feel great. I have a lot of energy, and it's been fantastic.
I started using Calitrin 2 months ago, and I just love it. I had to go buy all new pants. I had started off, didn't. Everything was too big. People ask me what I'm doing, and I always tell them I'm doing Calitrin. So I just really, really feel this is a wonderful product for people to try.
See, it's not just another diet product. It's Calitrin. For more information, visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently. And now's the time to join the millions of Americans who've changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillows, MyPillow towel sets, roll-and-go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free. Plus, he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Go to the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free. That's the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
On the countdown, the story list includes, at number 10, the suit that's been filed by the Attorney General of New York State against the National Rifle Association. At number 9, the big blow-up literally in Beirut this week. At number 8, political correctness, the cancel culture, that sort of thing. Number 7, getting rid of TikTok and our other various and sundry things that we're dealing with regarding our relationship with China. Number 6, the economy. How is it doing as far as you're concerned? Number 5, 4, and 3, all COVID-related. The economy, health care, whether to wear a mask or not, all that good stuff, and opening our school systems up because of the worry, the concern, who gets it? Number 2, the Trump-Axios interview. And number 1, the presidential race. That's it. That's the scoop. Those are the stories. I'm Doug Steffen. All right, number 1 this week, the focus on the presidential race. Who's going to run with Joe Biden? I say it's going to be Michelle Obama. Everybody else says, huh? What? Personally, I'm on the fence here. John, where are you personally. Are you? I think you said you were voting for Trump, right? Didn't you tell me that before? Do I remember that?
No way. No way.
No, absolutely never. All right.
Okay. Okay, I'm voting for Trump.
The other John Harper I was talking to. So yeah, what happens? What happens if Biden picks some loser for vice president like Kamala Harris?
Well, in my opinion, I'm going to have to just suck it up and go with it because the alternative I can't see.
Doesn't appeal to you. All right, so Jennifer, there's no question that Pence is going to be on the ticket with Trump, right? Mm-hmm. There's many questions about that.
I believe that to be true. Yes.
All right. And Pence this week went after John Roberts. That laid an egg, though, because a lot of people like John Roberts, right?
Yeah.
I think he's kind of in the middle. I mean, it's hard because they're not supposed to be political, so it's hard to insult him for that.
John Harper, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, Talk Radio Review for the first week of August.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus. A 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour now. It's Tech Talk time, a review for the weekend of the top five technology items as edited by Victoria Keelan. But because she's not here, Doug Steffen goes through the list. Starting at number five, Honda recalling 600,000 vans and SUVs because of a faulty software chain that can, among other things, cause the backup camera to fail and the driver display to malfunction or reboot. I just kind of laughed at this because people are now dependent on these sorts of things, and you know, cars only recently had them, the last 10 years or so? So if you have an Odyssey anyway, or a Passport, or a Pilot, you've probably got a car outfitted with incorrect instrument panel control software. Can cause the display not to show some of the information that you know, the engine oil pressure, speed, that sort of thing, because it's all computerized. So anyway, this is not a great thing, and you should get it checked out if you're driving a Honda. Number four on our tech list this week, the Samsung Galaxy Watch 3 is out there. It's now included a heart monitoring electrocardiogram app, which has been cleared by the FDA. Second smartwatch in our country to feature this thing. The Apple Watch received clearance back in 2018. The FDA clearance means that the watch can be used as a medical device. Not the same thing as full approval, which is a high standard only given to high-risk Class 3 devices like pacemakers. They go through a lot of testing. Samsung's app is a lower-risk Class 2 product, and the Apple EKG app is also Class 2. It's not clear when the Samsung app will be made available here in our country. The existing Galaxy Watch Active 2 already had an EKG feature, but it hasn't been usable here. The EKG app was cleared and activated in South Korea in May. Not clear if it'll be unlocked on the Active 2 status for us here right away. The Galaxy Watch 3 also has a blood pressure and blood oxygen monitor. Those features haven't received clearance yet, and they are going to be available in our country. Okay, number three on the countdown, working our way to number one. Google shared a detailed timeline for Google Play Music's shutdown. Access will be revoked next month for users in New Zealand and South Africa, and for users all over the rest of the world in October. By December, the service will shut down all the way, after which you won't be able to transfer your account. Additionally, starting later this month, Google will no longer accept purchases for music within its Play Store. Google is making these moves now because they've got their YouTube Music service in full swing. So that's the replacement. Just a couple of months ago, it started allowing Google Play Music users to transfer practically every facet of their libraries to the new service. Transferring all of that content is pretty simple. Just open the YouTube Music app for the first time. Bingo, it does it automatically. You'll see something similar to the screen posted. Then there's a how-to on the process if you need some more assistance. Google promised that it would give plenty of notice in advance of Play Music shutting down, so it's made good on that, I guess, with this announcement. So continue to use the service till it shuts down if you want to. Get a new device with Android 10 loaded on. You'll find YouTube Music pre-installed in place of the Google Play Music. So you might want to begin the adjustment process if you have that utility. Number two this week, the focus on that Twitter hacker and the hearing that got bombed, Zoom bombed in a manner of speaking. Everybody's using Zoom. So listen to this. A 17-year-old Florida student named Graham Ivan Clark arrested and charged as the mastermind behind the massive Bitcoin scam. Remember, Obama got hit and Joe Biden, Bill Gates, Bezos, Apple, all of them. He pulled it off by posing as a member of Twitter's IT department, used Twitter's own admin tool to break into the accounts. The court publicly revealed last week that it would hold hearings over Zoom, no password required. So naturally, all hell broke loose. Trolls decided to Zoom bomb the entire hearing, spewing disgusting noises, piping in distracting music, and some porn, all that good stuff. The judge spent more time force ejecting trolls than he did delivering his decision, which, by the way, was to keep Clark's bail at $725,000 over six times the amount of Bitcoin that he has gotten in this Twitter scam. So there's that one. Number one this week, TikTok. President Trump claims that TikTok will be out of business in the U.S. by September 15th if the Chinese parent company doesn't sell it or provide the U.S. Treasury Department with a lot of money. So let's see where all that goes, those of you who love TikTok. That's number one this week in the Tech Story Department. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.